Hey, how's it going? Welcome to Blind Bargains Cast 107, right before Convention 2017. I am not Joe Steinkamp. Joe is already packing and pretty much on his way to Reno and has left me here to do all of the work. It's okay. It happens. We're both really busy getting ready for convention season. So that means this show is going to be just a little bit different as well. We have the annual AT Guys product showcase coming up, telling you about all the things that we are going to have at our booth at convention, including some new product demonstrations and a couple really cool new things that we're going to show you about. Scott Davard's in a little bit later on to talk about the, is it the Vo or the Vox? Well, either way, it is a dock for an Amazon Echo Dot that actually makes the dot a bit bassy and gives it a lot of oomph. So Scott will be in a little bit later to tell you about that. And also an interview with PK Mishra of Fingertips Lab. He's actually the CEO of Fingertips Lab. They have developed a new product called the O6, which is a device that you can use, among other things, to control voiceover. What exactly does that mean? You will hear all about that coming up in just a minute or two. Let me remind you of a couple of things first. This episode is brought to you by HIMS, where technology meets innovation. The BrailleSense Polaris, it's pretty much on its way. I've been playing with it. Actually, I was spent a good amount of time with it last week and toyed around with some of the many cool features that it can do. Lots of stuff in that device, and they're still adding more and kind of priming it for release at this point. So it should be out very soon. You can learn more at www.hims-inc.com. Let me also remind you that after this particular episode, we are going to move into convention mode. So starting with ACB in Reno and then NFB in Orlando, you're going to hear all sorts of interviews from the team, mostly Joe Steinkamp in Reno and Chansey Fleet in Orlando. Perhaps some others might drop in as well. And we will do our best to bring you coverage from the major and minor and notable and other exhibitors at both these shows. Now this year, because of the convention dates, the way they line up, you're going to pretty much hear all the ACB coverage first, because the ACB convention starts on Friday, pretty much as you're listening to this in Reno. And then the NFB convention starts July 10th in Orlando. So there may even be an extra episode or something dropped in the middle of that. I know Joe is working on a gaming thing, which is going to drop at some point. We're kind of just going to play it by ear, but just know in the next couple weeks is going to be lots of convention coverage. So that's how you can learn about all the hot new products that are coming out all over the exhibit halls, which are usually loaded with new products. After convention, there will be the convention wrap-up show, which will be coming up towards the end of July, and then we'll move into other things, and then we'll see what we have. So lots of stuff coming up there. Episode 107 this week, and then all that convention coverage after that. So definitely stay tuned for more of the Blind Bargains Cast. And thank you all for listening and sending your feedback to feedback@blindbargains.com. But first, let's get into this interview that I did earlier with PK Mishra from Fingertips Lab about the O6. Right here on Blind Bargains Cast 107. Welcome back to the Blind Bargains Cast. And yes, it's convention time once again. Very excited to be going to both ACB in Reno, NFB in Orlando. And that's coming up in just a few days as we're recording this. And one of the things that we like to do at AT Guys is have new products and new things to sell. Well, we found a really cool new product. We've actually talked to him for quite a long time, and we're excited to finally introduce this here. This is PK Mishra from Fingertips Lab, and here to tell us all about the O6. PK, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and exactly what is Fingertips Lab, and then we'll get into what is O6.
Yep. We are a San Francisco-based company called Fingertips Lab. Our first product is O6. It's a tactile haptic controller for an iPhone, connects via Bluetooth, and it also comes with an O6 app. Myself, I have a background as a product developer and manager at General Motors Corporation, worked at GM for a long time, 12 years in Europe and US, launching products in the car. And for the past 3 years, we've been working on this product. And my co-founder, Ben Park, he's the CTO. He got his PhD in mechanical engineering from Stanford, co-founded a medical device startup that was acquired by Philips, where he was the chief technologist. So both of us have a product background, and before we founded this company.
So O6 is a device that actually has several different uses. In fact, it's not just a blindness product, as we have with a lot of our products. You can control your iPhone essentially in several different ways. Go ahead and tell us a little bit, why O6? What does O6 mean?
Yes, 06, it's a strange name. We call it such because we want 06 to be your sixth sense operating system. The idea being that you can use 06 to interact with apps and information without looking at or touching the screen or even speaking at a screen. So it's a very seamless and discrete experience, which is why we called it 06.
So there's the 06 app, and go ahead and talk about the modes that are in 06, and then we'll focus in on the one that I think is going to be of interest to most of our listeners, the voiceover mode.
Absolutely. So 06, just so that your listeners understand, it's kind of, we don't call it a remote, we call it more of a controller because it's slightly sophisticated than a remote. It's a watch-sized device that contains a rotary dial that is tactile, made of metal, anodized aluminium to be technical. And it also contains textured touchpad buttons, and it has haptics, which is a fancy word for vibration, motion sensors. And what this lets you do, it's kind of a remote controller for your phone, and it essentially consists of different modes. The first mode is what we called basic, and it's essentially media controller mode. And in this mode, it would control your music, your podcasts, and your audiobooks. And with this controller, you can play pause music, rotate the dial to change tracks. You can press the dial and rotate the dial to change the volume and the normal media functions. And this works with Spotify, with Apple Music, your podcasts. And it also comes with the 06 app that's designed more for sighted people, people who drive essentially. And what this 06 app does, it converts your apps into radio stations. The way to think about this app is it's something like Pandora, where your different channels are your apps, such as email, Twitter, notifications, NPR, Pocket, and so on. And this app runs in the background even when the phone is locked. And the idea is that you can press a button and change your channel and listen to it. And the reason why this mode is more applicable for sighted is because VoiceOver, as you know, is a fairly sophisticated user interface that is difficult for sighted people to learn and use. So we build this mode especially for sighted. So when people are driving, they often look down at phones and drive, which is unfortunate.
Not good.
But this would not good at all. And this mode would enable them to keep their eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and interact with apps without looking at or touching the screen, and far more reliably than voice commands can ever be. That's what we call the basic mode. And of course, the mode of interest to all of us on this call is the advanced mode, which is kind of a voiceover remote mode that tries to replace all the touchscreen gestures like flick right, flick left, all the multi-finger gestures by a very intuitive tactile remote interface.
So there's a few different functions on it. There's a few different ways you can call. A few different ways you can control this.
Double tap to open. Face tip.
Photo. You might be able to hear me. Can you clicking this dial.
News. Double tap to open.
And I'm clicking.
I can hear it.
To select a custom action.
Yes. Awesome.
Then double tap to activate.
I'm clicking it right and left. I'm turning the dial right and left, and what that's doing, for instance, is going to the previous and next item. So, like you said, you've mapped different controls on this little dial to different actions. So I'll go ahead and why don't you describe the dial itself and the different some of the different controls. I'm recognizing that you're still kind of working on the voiceover mode. It works really well already, and then you're adding even more commands to it in the coming weeks as well.
Absolutely. So before I describe the functionality, I'll give you a little bit of description of why we designed it the way we designed. Typically, when we use voiceover, we need to hold the phone with both hands and use multiple fingers. And especially the flick right gesture, if you want to go from one item and scroll all the way down, we have to either memorize the screen of where items are or repeatedly flick right. And it makes your finger extremely tiring. When you're out there walking in your home or in your office or on the street, it's difficult to hold your phone with two hands and your cane and operate the smartphone. So our idea over here is that this device can be worn on your body using a pocket clip. It's an accessory that, and hopefully with a single finger, you would be able to operate your iPhone. And you can iPhone can be in your purse and can be left behind in the pocket. And the rotary dial is the hallmark of this product. It's a tactile, as you might have heard right now, it was clicking. And when you rotate the dial, it's equivalent to flick right. gesture on your screen. So when you rotate the dial, you can go from one item to the next and navigate your screen extremely easily. And you can do it with a single finger using the rotary dial. The rotary dial is aluminum. It's on the outside of the 06 device. It also contains two buttons. There's a center button as well as a donut-shaped button around the ring button, which we called and that button is called the ring button. And there's a metal portion around, which is also acts as a dial, and it's a button as well that can be clicked. And that's called the bezel dial, a bezel button. The center button, when you press the center button, it's equivalent to double tapping on the screen, so you can open an item.
There you go.
Welcome to news.
So I just clicked on whatever the last thing is that we had there, and it opened it up.
And then if you were to press the ring button, it would take you back home to the home screen.
News. Double tap to open.
Yep.
Actions available.
And we're back on the home screen.
Right. And these buttons support multiple functions. There's a single click, there's a double click, there's a triple click, and there's a press and hold. We will be introducing a new feature called double click and hold. And with this, you also have a function that we recently introduced where you can press and hold the dial and turn the dial to, say, control the volume or flick up and flick down. And we are working with the community right now to kind of refine and improve the experience. And hopefully it'll have the minimum viable coverage so that you can pretty much control all of the functions on your iPhone without touching the screen. All of the voiceover functions that you normally do, hopefully with one finger, maybe two fingers at most.
Yeah, not only does it do the a lot of the basics like PK mentioned, but there's even ways to control the rotor. So you can, you know, you can adjust your speech rate, you can navigate by headings and things like that. Of course, you can do the app switcher. There's a whole bunch of different commands. It's amazing what you can cover with three buttons. And one of the big reasons that we are working with them is because of, you know, your guys' willingness to listen to the community and try to make a voiceover. We usually call it a key map, but it's on a wearable, or, you know, but a layout, I guess, that makes sense. And they're very, very interested in feedback, which is really cool to see. And there's a lot of already information up on the 06 website, which we'll link to. There's an entire accessibility page up there already.
Absolutely. And one of the coolest features is that the software or the firmware on the 06 device can be updated over the air using the 06 app. So if there is some certain features that you don't like, it's probably likely that someone else doesn't like that feature too, and we will take that in input. And as soon as a couple of weeks, we would be able to push a new software update out so you can remotely update the software on 06 and change the user interface as well.
What's your plans with the there's a vibration motor, but it's not just a single vibration motor, right? There's different ways you can have it work.
That's correct. It has different haptic effects. And the idea is that when you operate a remote controller, you have speech feedback, but if you have too many voices speaking at the same time, it's confusing. So what we have introduced in this device is a haptic motor, it's a vibration motor, but it has a dedicated Texas Instrument driver chip that can play up to 200 complex haptic effects. Things like ramp up and ramp down, but things like sonar boom, for instance, different kind of haptic effects to communicate the mode it is in or certain kinds of actions that you take. For instance, when you shut it down by pressing and holding the center button, there's a power down haptic buzz. It goes like,
We'll see if we can hear that. There you go. I don't know how well that came through. But it is exactly, you kind of hear it go, like you said. And
then when you press this center button again, it'll give a loud buzz and wake it back up.
And that's a much louder buzz than the other one.
That's correct. This first buzz wakes up, and then you hear a single buzz after that, right after the big buzz, which is indicating that it has actually connected to your 06.
Awesome. Well, cool. The unit itself, let's talk about how long does it last on a single battery charge and how do you charge it?
That's correct. It comes with a charging dock. So when you receive an 06, it comes with three things. It comes with the 06 device. It comes with the user guide. Unfortunately, that's not accessible yet. But we have an accessible website online that you can read to get information.
Yeah.
It also comes with a micro USB cable and it comes with a charging dock. use it for 5 to 7 days. That's what the time lasts.
Wow, it's quite a bit for a single charge, for sure. So the price, very affordable, I think, $99 for the unit. Now, that doesn't come with, you have, I'm thinking most people are going to want to get one of the accessory clips with it as well. And those are coming in about 19, correct?
That's correct. So it's 06 comes for $99. And the accessory, we have a couple of accessories. The one of interest to this community is the pocket clip. And you can snap it on, it's kind of bayonet mechanism where you can push it in and turn it in, it locks right in. So you can wear it on the belt, or you can put it on your leather man, your messenger bag strap, and use it. A little bit about the price, $99. I just need to mention that this device is fairly sophisticated. It's such a simple remote control. The way to think about it is it's more like a smartwatch with a display. It's got an ARM Cortex processor, rechargeable battery. It's got motion sensors that detect motion. It's got a haptic motor. It's got an over-the-air software updatable Cortex processor that can install different apps and can increase its features over time. So in that regard, we think this provides a lot of value to the user. And of course, it comes with its own app that is free for use, free to use, free to download on the from the App Store.
And iPhone is here now. And then you're working on Android as well?
That's correct. I mean, we officially don't advertise it, but the 06 device already can be paired with the Android device, and it acts as a media controller, so you can change tracks, control your music or podcasts. What it doesn't come with right now is the 06 app, and that's in the work. We expect that to take another couple of months of beta testing and development, but it would also come with an advanced mode as well, which is equivalent. Which will be equivalent to the iOS voiceover remote.
For controlling TalkBack on Android. Very cool.
Yes.
We should mention that the plan is to have this available at the summer shows. So in Reno and in Orlando, if everything works out as far as shipping and everything else, we will have them to show. Well, we'll definitely have it to show and hopefully have them for you to take with you as well if you want to come by AT Guys booth 43 in Reno or A19 in Orlando. You can come by and try this thing out. You see, the belt clip is out now, and you're working on a wristband one as well.
That's correct. And it would still take us a couple of months to roll that out.
Sure. I mean, it'd be really cool. I mean, one of the big things that I'm thinking as far as use cases for this, you can pair this with your iPhone Bluetooth, and you can also pair a Bluetooth headset. There's no reason why you can't pair them both at the same time. So then you have your phone in your pocket. You have a headset, say like the Aftershocks on your head, so it's not covering up your ears either. And then you have this on your belt clip. So you can control your phone, do pretty much everything with VoiceOver. Without and keep your phone in your pocket, and you can, because of the sounds on your head, and this is on your belt, and that would all, it can all work together. So that's what I'm thinking is one of the probably the best use cases for this currently. I'm sure you find others too.
Right. For us, you know, our users who have been beta testing a product, and some of our customers are visually impaired. They backed us on Kickstarter a long time back, and they've been giving us feedback as well. Some of them, you know, the main application for them is when they are walking on the road, they don't want to take their phone out of the pocket, stop what they're doing, and use two hands, unlock the screen, and operate.
Yep.
So the convenience of this during mobility is it helps you do everything with a single finger, so you don't need to take your phone out of the pocket. As you mentioned, combined with the Aftershock headset, it's kind of like a single finger operation. It's very convenient. But also at home, you know, every time you need to change your music or check VoiceOver, you need to walk up to your phone, pick it up, and operate it with two hands. You need to stop what you're doing, right? And yep. Some of the users, they've connected the iPhone to the speaker, left it over there, and they walk around the home at bed, at office, they're conveniently doing what they're doing. Remotely controlling everything, so you don't need to walk up to the smartphone.
Is it your regular operate. Bluetooth range, the 30 feet?
It's about, I would say, 25 feet right now,
yep.
25 to mm-hmm. 50 feet. Of course, we can change it. We can increase it. The radio is a transmission power, is capable of 50 feet, but for power management reasons, we have reduced it to about 30 feet, 25 to okay. 30 feet.
Sure. Obviously, I mean, a lot of these things are in settings, and perhaps some of that can be controlled in the future, and you guys are very interested in feedback as well, if that's something that people would want to see as far as power.
Absolutely. If you think it's the range is short, let us know and we'll rev it up in the next software update.
I should also mention for developers especially that you guys are pretty open as far as an API for people that want to try to build this into their own apps and have some sort of control. Is that something that open now, or is that something you're still kind of working on? Or
absolutely, our O6 device right now has an open API, and other app developers can already access this API to integrate it with their own apps. And we have quite a few developers who have access to the API and are developing cool applications, like integrating the Raspberry Pi to the O6. There is one company that's integrating the O6 device with their toy car, so you can use it as a remote. And the idea over here is that right now it's an iOS voiceover remote. It also has the media remote, but it would eventually come with integrated with the camera to take pictures, as well as home automation control. So you can use this remote to control your Philips Hue light bulb or turn switches on and off, a coffee thermostat and so on. And that's possible by having an open platform, open API, and all of that is available right now.
Wouldn't it be cool, any of our game developers out there, I could see some sort of like a racing game with this. That would be really cool. Or, you know, any sort of audio games. That'd be a lot of fun. So well, if people want to contact you about that or just actually get more general information, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Absolutely. So there are a couple of ways. You can go to our website, www.06app.com. There is a form you can fill up. And on the contact page, you can even write to us at support@06app.com, or you can directly write to me at pk@fingertipslab.com. I'd love to hear from everyone of what they think, what they like, and what they wouldn't like about the product. And we are here to continuously improve.
You guys are on Twitter as well, right?
That's correct. At 06app.com.
At 06app,
awesome. Sorry.
At 06app on Twitter. And if people want to purchase this, it's up now at atguys.com. You can read all about it there as well. Atguys.com. You can either pre-order to pick up at the conventions in ACB or NFB. Just put in the appropriate coupon code ACB17, NFB17. Or you can just order it to have us send it to you, and we certainly can do that as well. And we'll get it to you. If you're ordering it for us to send it to you, it probably won't arrive till after the conventions, because we're going to take care of that first. And then as we get going and we ramp up, then we'll certainly have them ready to send out to you. So definitely excited about this, and I really do appreciate you coming on, PK.
Sure, JJ. You know, it's been, I think the last time I physically met you was 7 years back in probably Michigan when I was living there, where That's we right. started working on this concept. And it's been a long road, and I'm so glad to be back here talking to you on this podcast. It's a dream come true, to be honest.
Well, there, wish you best of luck with your company, and hopefully we hear from you soon, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So as we mentioned, the O6 is one of the new products that AT Guys will have this summer. And right now it is on its way to Reno and on its way to Orlando, so you can try it out. And as we mentioned, the VoiceOver key map is being worked on and expanding. It's going to be even more and more powerful. So a really cool device, and one we're excited to work with O6 on and Fingertips Lab on, bringing that to the blind and visually impaired market. We got much more. The AT Guys product showcase. We have a lot of fun doing this every summer before convention, kind of giving you the updates of what we're going to have at our booth at both the conventions. It's booth 43 in Reno at ACB and booth A19 in Orlando. Of course, you can still pre-order at atguys.com using codes ACB17 or NFB17. We'll talk about all that in just a minute. And also our review from Scott Davert on the VO speaker. All that coming up after this from Hims.
Go make it happen with GoVision, the new transportable video magnifier from Hims. With GoVision, you get all you'd expect from a transportable read, write, and distance magnifier with optical character recognition, plus the ability to enlarge and customize files, photos, and videos from your cell phone, tablet, or computer. Look at a slideshow of pictures from your vacation right from your thumb drive. Bring the world into focus with GoVision. For more information, call us at 888-520-4467. Visit us on the web at www.hims-inc.com and follow us on social media. Hims, where tradition meets innovation.
Welcome back, episode 107 of the Blind Bargains Cast. It's just JJ here, as you undoubtedly know by now, unless you kind of fast-forwarded through the beginning and expected Joe to be here. He's already on his way to Reno, but it's a podcast, so I don't have to keep repeating that over and over, do I? Let's do the AT Guys product showcase. We have a lot of fun with this, kind of telling you and giving you the updates on the new things that we're going to have and kind of recapping the other things that we will have at our booths, both at ACB and NFB. Everything we talk about, just about, we will have at the booth while supplies last. It's definitely better to get there earlier than later. We do our best to keep as much stuff in stock as possible. But as you know, things do sell out from time to time. And if they do, we'll certainly send it to you once we get back home. So let's start out with a couple things. Obviously, the 06 that we just talked about, that will be at the booth. And we talked about that for quite a bit, so I don't need to reiterate that. But that will be there. It's $99. And you can get the belt clip accessory for 19, which I highly recommend as well. I have another new product debut right here, sitting right here to my right. This is a new wireless smart speaker. It does about 95 different things, and that is not a huge exaggeration. There's a lot this does. This is another cool product that actually Steve, not over in the UK, kind of clued me in on. It's called the E5. And it is a speaker that does a lot of things. Many of you have been asking for a larger speaker, a more powerful speaker. Well, this is it. Let me first of all describe what it looks like, and then we'll go into kind of what it can do. So across the top, there are a host of buttons, and I'll describe these buttons in just a minute. Starting with power on the far left as a round button, then a preset button. Oh, a preset button. We'll talk about that in a second. Play, then the next track or track advance button, then a longer button, which if you press it to the left is volume down, you press it to the right is volume up, then bass and treble knobs. Yes, on a Bluetooth and wireless speaker, actual bass and treble knobs. Very cool stuff. Then a mode button that will go through the three available modes, which happen to be Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and line-in, and then a voice slash call function button, which can be used for a few things, including answering calls and some other cool stuff, which I'll talk about in just a minute. On the back, there is a Wi-Fi slash Bluetooth pairing button, kind of towards the back right. Below that is a power jack for powering it, of course, plugging it in. Works for up to about 15 hours on a single charge, incidentally, 10 to 15 at least. And then a USB port, where you can actually charge other things. You can actually charge other stuff off of this as an external battery pack. There's two hooks near the top, which you could put through like a handle or a strap. They actually throw one in the box that you could use. So that's on the top, and you can choose to attach that or not. I'd say it's about 8 or 9 inches wide by about 6 tall by about 1 thick. It is stereo speakers inside, so you can hear that stereo sound. Now, why is this a E5 wireless smart speaker? Well, it does a lot of things. We'll start with the ones that are more traditional. Yes, it does Bluetooth, of course, Bluetooth 4.0, and you can pair it to your devices and you can listen to music like you normally would. And you can also do answer calls and do speakerphone. It sounds pretty good. It does line in. In other words, you can plug into the headphone jack in the back and you can plug in something like a Victor Stream or from an Echo Dot or from a Chromecast or computer, lots of things, an iPhone, you know, whatever you have, you can plug it right into the 1/8-inch headphone jack. You just need the regular cable, the simple one that has the 1/8-inch jack on each end, and you can plug it in. That's there. It also does Wi-Fi. What does that mean? Well, there is actually an E5 app. It's pretty accessible, a little more so on the iPhone than it is on the Android. They're working on that. But the E5 app lets you do all sorts of things. First of all, I mentioned that preset button earlier. Well, you can set presets on this thing. So I actually have 6 presets, which I have set. These are tune-in radio stations. And I press the preset button. And we're going through the different stations. So whatever's on tune-in, you can kind of go through. There's some hip-hop there. Here's a blindy.tv. Which is on TuneIn. CNN's on TuneIn, so you can set that up. There's a classic rock station. So I'm just doing that by pressing the preset button on the unit itself. Now, you can set the presets either by tuning to an existing station on a service like TuneIn or iHeartRadio and then holding down that preset button, or you can do it from the app itself. And there's actually a lot of voice prompts that will talk you through a lot of these things. That's really cool. So it's kind of nice, you know, you don't have to be within range of anything, just on your Wi-Fi network, and you can do the presets. So how does that Wi-Fi work? Yeah, you go into the app, and kind of like you would with other devices, you're going to put this thing on your Wi-Fi network. It's very simple to do. It'll talk you right through the process. And then once you turn it on, it'll reconnect to your Wi-Fi. So whenever you're on the Wi-Fi mode, that's how that works. It's very simple to do. That also enables some other things. AirPlay support. If you have an iOS device or a device that supports sending stuff to AirPlay, it will support you. So you can actually send your AirPlay audio straight to this. So that's very cool. It also has Spotify Connect support. So if you have the Spotify app on your iPhone, your Android, or even your computer, under near the bottom, they'll say devices available, and this will show up, whatever you name this device, it'll show up as an available device. You can send Spotify music straight to this. See what I mean? There are a lot of things that this thing can do. It's really powerful. Of course, those bass treble knobs, let me just kind of show you how that works. There's bass up. Bass down. Treble down. Now let's see how loud we can go. This goes loud. Now, you know, trying to push that through a recorder like this, you know how that goes. But if you have the sound pods, this thing goes, I would say, at least 3-4 times as loud. Probably even a bit louder than the Bose SoundLink Mini and things like that, with pretty comparable bass. This thing pumps out some volume. So quite a bit there. Oh, wait. Here we go again. But there's one more big thing. Just to, you know, to be like Steve Jobs, except I'm not. Hey, what time is it?
It's 4:54 p.m.
Well, she's a little loud, but we'll turn her down. Yes, Alexa. There is a version of Alexa on this thing, which actually does most of what Alexa can do. There are a few limitations, including starting Spotify and Pandora streams straight from using Alexa. That is not working currently. Maybe they can fix that in the future. But you certainly can queue TuneIn, iHeart, Amazon Music, and then all the non-music things. If you want to do skills, you want to order Domino's Pizza, you want to play Jeopardy, which is always a lot of fun. You want to just ask goofy questions or, of course, control your smart devices. You can press the button. Now, this is one where you do press the button to activate the Alexa. They do that because it's a battery-operated speaker, so they wouldn't want the Alexa to be on all the time. But you just press that far right button. You hear a little tone. Listen to the Blind Bargains podcast on TuneIn.
Getting the latest episode of Blind Bargains audio. Here it is from TuneIn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to...
Oh, there's Joe. Oh, he was on the old podcast, but there you go. Just did that straight from the speaker itself. So it's another way that you can control this thing. The what else have I not mentioned here? No, that means actually quite a few things. Like I said, on the back, the USB port, you can charge other things. So it's actually kind of a battery backup. The battery itself in this thing is big, and you can play, they say, 10 to 15 hours and perhaps even more, depending on the volume you have the speaker at, of course, right? You can also pair multiples of these together. So if you were to get two of them, you can pair them together using the app, and you can have E5s all over your house. So that's really cool. It's a pretty great sound for the price. Oh, that price, right? Not $300, not $200 to be all QVC on you. $129.99 for the E5. $129.99. We will have these in Reno and Orlando, just like everything else. And they are also on our website now at atguys.com. If you're not going to a convention, that's okay. You can order these things online as well. If you have any questions about this or anything else that we're going to talk about, just email us, support@atguys.com, and we'd be happy to help you out. Of course, last week we mentioned the MicroSpeak, and I won't say too much about that since you can go back to episode 106 to learn more about the MicroSpeak, but the pre-orders for that have already been taking off, and now we do have them in stock, so we can have them straight out to you. We will have them at the shows, $54.95. It's a portable, simple-to-use digital voice recorder that you can do lots of things. The talking prompts, courtesy of our good friend Ricky Yenger. And like I said, simple recording in Wave. You can copy it straight to a computer. It has a rechargeable battery on it as well. A couple questions we've gotten in about the MicroSpeak. It does not have a microphone in jack. Again, it's a simple recorder, so it uses a built-in microphone, and that's the microphone that it uses. It's pretty clear, though, for most situations. It also records in WAV, not MP3. Some people were asking about MP3 recording. Well, actually, you have advantages to recording to WAV. To not get too technical, MP3 is a format where some of the recording bits get a little more lost versus WAV. So it's actually to your advantage to record in WAV. And anything that you have that will play MP3 will generally play WAV as well. There's also free utilities out for the computer or for the phone, I'm sure, that can convert WAVs to MP3 if you want to kind of move it into a smaller file size and footprint later on. So those are a couple of questions that we've gotten. It is a mono recorder. So again, one built-in mic. If you were to play music through it and plug in a pair of headphones, you will hear that music in stereo, if that makes sense. You will not hear it out of the internal speaker, of course, because that's a mono speaker. So hopefully that answers some of the questions. We've had a lot of training centers and agencies, especially, very interested in this, because I know there's clients that are looking for something very simple. So we're excited to have this to bring to all of you. And, you know, it's already doing really well. So thank you so much for all your support on that. So that's some of the newest. Let's talk about some of the other updates. Aftershock's headphones. Yes, we've talked about them for a bit. And we have many models to bring you this summer, starting with the Trex Titanium, which is the most popular by far now. Of course, Aftershocks are the bone conduction headphones. These are the ones that come around the back of your head, and the speaker grills kind of rest on your cheekbone in front of your ear. So they don't cover your ears. They cover your cheekbone. That allows you to still hear your surroundings while you're walking or, you know, whatever you're doing at work or at school or at home. Like I said before, that plus the 06 seems like a great combination for travel, pretty much hands-free or with just one hand. So we get asked a lot differences between the Trex and the Blues. The Blues were the older Bluetooth model, which we still have at the moment. The Trex are about half as heavy, so they are much lighter than the Blues. They're also made of a titanium alloy, so they're more flexible but more sturdy at the same time. They also compare to two devices at the same time, where the Blues cannot do that. Those are the main differences between the two. The Trex are $30 more expensive. They are $129.95. For the Trex Titanium, the Blues are $99.95. Oh, wait. We have a convention special coming up on the Trex Titanium. They're going to be $119.95 at convention. That's right. So even $10 cheaper on the Trex Titanium. For those with smaller heads or for kids, we've had a few cases where the bigger Trex was a little bit too loose, and they include a band to kind of help with that. But there is now a Trex Titanium Mini, which might be a great option if you're in that situation or you know someone who is. It's the same price. It's just about 2 inches shorter around than the regular Trex Titanium. The wired aftershocks have been updated now to fit that same titanium molding and feel. So the Sports is now the Sports Titanium. It's the wired version with a mic. This gets picked up a lot by people who are working in an office and you're working on your computer with your screen reader, but of course you still need to hear your other coworkers or people coming into your office or you're knocking on your door, your phone ringing, etc. So now it's called Sports Titanium. It's made of that same material and, again, light and very flexible. That one is available right now for $59.95. As far as headphones, that's mostly what we have, except for if you're looking for the one-ear variety. We are still carrying the Plantronics Mark II, which is a simple one-ear earpiece with voice prompts, with battery level indicator. Very simple design and mostly designed for inconspicuous walking down the street and you want to talk to someone, you just want that one thing in your one ear. The Plantronics Mark II is available for $59.95 as well. The Matthias keyboards, yes, they have been really popular as well. One of our most popular, it's the full-size Bluetooth keyboard, which also includes an entire Apple layout, including the numpad, and it compared to four devices at once. So you have those four keys above the numpad, 1, 2, 3, 4. You press one of them to flip between the four devices that you have paired. And then you compare devices as an Apple Mac device, as an iOS device, or as a Windows/Android device. If you pair in iOS mode, you get some things like pressing F5 to lock and unlock the screen, a very cool thing to do from a keyboard, or pressing F4 for the home button. If you pair as a Windows device, then you'll get things like the insert delete key and the other function keys and things like that. And like I said, very simple to flip between them. That battery life, yeah? 1 year on a single charge. That is the claim. Now, even if it's a little bit less than that, because sometimes I know how claims are, and they're not trying to exaggerate, but, if you're using this thing 12 hours a day every day, you're still going to get several months on a single charge. And yes, it is a rechargeable battery. You don't have to buy a new one. So just plug it in for the included micro USB cable, and you can charge that battery straight off the keyboard, and you can have another 6 months, 1 year of battery life. Very amazing as far as how that is. The key action is very good. If you've seen an Apple keyboard, it's very similar to some of the Apple ones as far as the action. The power button's right on the back, so they're easy to turn on and off. And like I said, it's just a light and pretty durable keyboard for that full-size flip between your phone, your computer. Hey, Apple TV and iOS 11 is going to have all the voiceover commands in it, so that makes the Matias even more valuable in that regard, which is really cool. So that's available right now, $99. All this stuff, again, at atguys.com or at the conventions. What else do we have? Well, we still have the SoundPod speaker. If you're looking for the small, portable, but still pretty powerful speaker. Now, of course, not as loud as the new one that we talked about, but the SoundPods is that little round cylindrical thing, about 3 inches tall, maybe 4 or 5 inches in diameter, and it does very simple. It has a micro SD card slot. It can play music Bluetooth wirelessly, and it can, of course, play music with line-in plugging into a Victor Stream or your iPhone or whatever else you have. So it's, you know, it's a much smaller speaker. It's a mono speaker, but for many smaller rooms, it does the job. Has a decent amount of bass, especially if you set it on a surface. It does really well, kind of pumping a little bit of that bass out. So that's still available, $49.95 for the speaker. We have the iGrill cooking thermometer, the iGrill Mini, actually, for $49.95. That's what you can connect to your iPhone or Android. It's now made by Weber. It's still the same product, though, and you can connect it. You can wirelessly get the temperature of whatever you're cooking. So whether you're cooking ham or duck or chicken, you can get that temperature up to about 100 feet away on the accessible app. That's $49.95. It's a really cool product for the kitchen or for its grilling and summer grilling season. Really cool for that. The Switch plugs. Now, the Switch plugs have done a lot since we've talked about them in the past. Switch is a plug that you can plug other things into, and then you can control Switch by turning it on or off. Well, it used to be just with Siri, but then they've added Amazon Alexa support and Google Home support. So now you can control your Switch using your iPhone, your Amazon Echo, your Google Home, heck, even this E5 speaker here, and also the app itself in the iOS Home app, which is an iOS 10 and newer. It's a single outlet, so it controls one thing or a strip that's plugged into it. The dimensions, they're pretty small. If you plug it into a regular wall outlet, I would say it sticks out about a half inch on either side of the outlet. So it would depend on how big your wall outlets are, is how much space it's going to take up. Part of that is for the technology because it's doing Wi-Fi and connecting to your home internet. There actually is a button on the Switch itself, so you can turn things on and off straight from the Switch if you just happen to be standing by it. And you can go in the app and monitor energy usage. So how much is that big speaker system or that coffee pot or whatever actually using? You can go into the app and you can find out how many kilowatt hours it is actually using. So very cool stuff there. All this from iDevices, $49.95 for the Switch connected plug. We still have the Meteor Vibrating Pocket Watch, a very cool way to tell the time directly from your pocket or wherever you happen to be hanging the thing. It's $117 and just has three simple buttons, one for the hours, one for the tens of minutes, and one for the minutes. And they will vibrate in patterns to let you know what time it really is. So it's a long vibration for 5. It's a short vibration for 1. So if there was 8 o'clock, it'd go bip, 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 bip for 8. And then same thing for tens of minutes, 10 through 50. And zeros are the ones digit, if you will, 0 through 9. And of course, 0 through 60 for the, or 0 through 50 for the tens of minutes. That's the Meteor. It's a very simple kind of seashell type cone or design. And the buttons are kind of in the middle of that. It comes with a nice case as well. And it's Swiss manufactured. So, you know, it's actually going to be a nice and accurate timepiece. That's available for $117. Of course, we have the entire line of Speed Dots screen protectors. These are the ones that go over your iPhone, iPod, and iPad and add just some locator dots to make things a little bit easier for you to figure out what is where on your phone or tablet. So any iPhone that has voiceover support or any iPad or any iPod Touch with voiceover support, pretty much we have them for these. And we also have it to fit many of the cases. They start at $9 on up. So just come by it and let us know which ones you're looking for, or you can get them on the website at atguys.com. I think I've said that address a couple of times. Maybe it's sinking in by now. That or it's becoming really annoying. All right, we know the website. We got it, Jay. It's okay. We have a sale on the Bluetooth multimedia remote. So $29.95 for a simple remote that you can use to control things like the Bard app on your iPhone or your Apple TV. You can do previous track, next track, volume up and down, rewind, fast forward, even load Siri off from the remote. So if you're listening to a book, it's a really good way to control these things. Of course, you could do play pause straight from the iPhone using the Magic Tap, but some of those other things like rewind and pass forward or fast forward, it's really easy kind of just to press on that remote and make that happen. And like I said, it will pair to pretty much anything that does media controls. So iPhones and Androids and many computer apps even will understand how to work with the Bluetooth remote as long as it has Bluetooth support. Those are on sale through convention, whether you're at convention in person or happen to be at home, $29.95. We've mentioned before the screen reader voices, which are great, especially though if you guys are switching to NVDA or switching to Narrator and you want some of the really good sounding voices like Vocalizer, which is the iPhone voice, or Eloquence, which is a voice that many Windows screen readers used. You can get those from us. Many of them are through Code Factory and some of them are through Tiflo Teclia, and they start at $69. So you can get voice packages. There is the Vocalizer and Eloquence package for NVDA only for $69. So that gives you both Vocalizer and Eloquence, but it only works with NVDA. That's $69. If you want a little more flexibility, then for $69, you can get just the Eloquence package for any, pretty much any screen reader, which would work with Narrator or work with JAWS or NVDA, and also would work with other sappy programs, even like the Jim Kitchen games. For $115, you can get the Vocalizer package for any screen reader, which is sappy as well. So there are a few different options depending on what you want to actually use the voices with, but you can have really good sounding and responsive and snappy voices for your screen reader. Those come as a download. So you order them from us, and then within a day or two, we will generate the code, and we will send you how the information on how to actually make those voices happen. We're still updating our Quantum barcode scanner. We're actually working on some new software for that to make it work even better. Far as updating and making the barcodes this work a little bit better. Of course, you can use barcode scanners to identify products and ingredients and get in directions and things like that. So you can scan items and we'll give you the directions and the ingredients as much as we have available. Ours is a USB base. It's the most affordable one out there. It's $149. It comes with a 3-year warranty if you get it during the convention season. So you plug it into a Windows or a Mac computer and you just scan whatever it is, and within a couple seconds it will identify whatever you are scanning. So if you're looking for a way to identify products around your house or perhaps learn more about them and find the ingredients and directions, the Quantum barcode scanner, $149. We have lots of other little accessories and things like that. If you're looking for those little USB to AC wall plugs, we carry those on our site for $10. We have micro USB cables, which many of our items use for charging. We keep them on our site as well. So just check on atguys.com or stop by the booth and we can certainly help you out. Oh yeah, the tactile screenshot guides for iOS 10 Feel and See. These are really cool, especially for trainers and teachers. They are Braille and large print screenshots, which can kind of help you orient yourself or help you teach a student what does the actual iPhone or iPad screen look like and how can I use it more effectively. So if looking at a screen or feeling the Braille layout of a screen would help you, these are really good books to look at. So definitely check those out. They start at just $20. For more information or to place orders, you can go to atguys.com. If you want to order and have it picked up at the NFB convention in Orlando, use code NFB17, NFB17. If you're going to Reno and you want to pick up at the ACB convention, use code ACB17. The ACB booth number is booth 43. The NFB number is booth A19. So just be sure to come by sometime during exhibit hall hours, and we will have those products awaiting and ready for you. If you're not going to convention, that's okay. Just go to atguys.com and you can order these same products and we can ship them straight to your door. We're happy to do that as well. You may have some questions. That's okay. You can email support at atguys.com. Tweet us at atguys. You can call us up 269-216-4798. Now, especially during the conventions, the email and Twitter is going to be a little more effective. We will do our best to return phone calls. But especially during the NFB week, we are going to have a lot of staff out of the office. So email might be a little bit more effective, but we will do our best to get to you as soon and as quickly as possible. Thanks so much for listening to the summer 2017 edition of the AT Guys Product Showcase. And now for more of Blind Bargains Cast 107, we're going to go to Scott Dabbert, and we're going to bring you a review of the VO. What's the VO? Well, Scott's going to tell you right now.
Hey, everybody. It's Scott Dabbert to show you the VO, or Vox, however you want to pronounce it. As I promised on our WWDC ZZZ show, I don't know if you pronounce it Vaux or Vaux. It's spelled V-A-U-X. It's a U.S.-based company, apparently, so I guess they would pronounce it Vaux. But I pronounce it Vaux because I want to feel sophisticated and multicultural and all that. The Vaux, for those of you who don't know or who didn't listen to the podcast or read the article posted by Michael McCarty a while ago on the Blind Bargains site, is a speaker dock for the Echo Dot. What it does is it takes your internal speaker and turns it into a much louder external speaker, as you're going to hear shortly. I'll describe the device. It is a cylinder-shaped contraption. It's about 6 inches tall. Most of the sides of the speaker are covered in like a speaker screen, like that you would find on a stereo speaker, not a monitor. And then on the top of the device, you have where you set the actual Echo Dot. Along the very back edge, you have a flap that's made of silicone, kind of like those that are used to cover jacks on some electronic devices. If the flap is facing furthest from you, you have the headphone jack on the left that's behind the flap that plugs into the Echo Dot, and you have the micro USB cable on the right side. So when you do set the Echo Dot into the Vaux, you need to be sure to line those two ports up so that you can plug them into your Dot. Now, underneath and not part of the silicone covering, you have a reset button, so you don't have to take your Dot out of the speaker to reset it or unplug it and replug it in. You don't have to open the flap and pull the plug out. Underneath that, you have a 3.5 millimeter jack. It's an auxiliary jack. So if you wanted to, say, for example, plug in your MP3 player or your note taker or whatever the heck you might want to plug in to get a little more sound out of it, you can definitely do that. Underneath that, you have the micro USB cable that plugs the Vaux into the wall. And that not only gives it power, but it also charges the battery. It does have an internal battery, so this makes your Echo Dot portable. It does work with the first generation Echo Dot as well, although it's kind of a snug fit. You have to be really careful when you're putting it in, but it does give you enough room to also use the volume ring that's on the top of the first generation. The second has buttons for the volume, but the first generation has like a little spinny thing that you have to use. And that is usable. You just have to make sure you are very careful when you slide it into the Vaux. Now, some of you out there may be thinking, well, okay, that's great, but if I'm going to do that, why not just buy a tap? And you could do that. You'd probably get about equal sound from what I can tell. Battery life on the tap might be a little better, but I haven't had a real good chance to play around with the tap much. I don't even know why they're calling it the tap anymore, because you now can use the wake word. You don't have to tap on it anymore. Anyway, what this does have that the tap does not is the tap doesn't have an auxiliary plug for your external devices. It's also, let's say you were going to buy this setup brand new, it's $100 for the Vaux with an Echo Dot, and it's $130 for the taps. So that means it's a $30 saving. Now, I will say with the shipping on this device, it takes anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks to get it from Amazon. You can get it quicker if you go through the website, 97 Life. That's the name of the company that makes it. N-I-N-E-T-Y, the number 7life.com is their website, but there's a lot of accessibility hoops to jump through to make it happen. But I do know people that have received it in 3 days. I know a guy who ordered it on Tuesday and got it on Friday. So if you can do all that, that may be a way of getting it to you a little quicker. So without further ado, whatever the heck that means, I'm going to go ahead and do a quick comparison between the internal speaker and the Vaux. The microphone is situated maybe 3 inches above the internal speaker. And of course, the Vaux speaker itself is underneath that because it fits into the top of the device. I don't think this is any kind of scientific test or anything. You know, this is just a microphone I have plugged into my mixer and whatever. It'll give you a good idea of how it sounds, I think, anyway. So here we go. Echo, resume. And again, this is volume 5. I guess it's kind of weird, but it sounds really good on an external sound system. So that's the speaker, the internal speaker. I'm going to shut up and let you hear it. And now I'm going to plug in the VO. Echo, set the volume to 3. I think it sounds better, but you get about 2 more notches of volume in it. Let's go back up to 5 for a minute. Echo, set the volume to 5. Stop. So that is the VO by 97 Life, again NINETY number 7 Life. There we go. I'm turning that off so that I can say the word echo and it won't actually do anything. I would say compared to the Echo, which is really what I thought about when I got this device, it's not quite as good in that the really high and the really low sounds are kind of not there, but it has a lot of bass. You know, for $100, it's not a bad portable setup at all. With it set at 5, by the way, which I've tried, I get about 5.5 hours of battery life out of it. So it's a really nice room-filling sound, much more so than the internal speaker. So if you have an Echo Dot and you're looking to upgrade it to better sound, that may be an option for you, instead of buying the full-on Echo. Thanks again for tuning in, everybody. Thank you, Jay and Joe, as always, for putting up with me. And we'll catch you another time on the BBQ. Bye for now.
Well, that's going to do it, folks. No tips. Well, the only tips I have for you are stay safe if you're traveling to Reno, Orlando. And we hope to see you soon at the AT Guys booth or anywhere else we might be wandering during the conventions. If you're coming to ACB, by the way, we have our shows this Sunday night, July 2nd, the product showcase and the Blind Bargains game show live. So be sure to check out the agenda and information on those. They start at 7:15 over in Reno. If you want to contact the show, you can email feedback@blindbargains.com. You can tweet us at Blind Bargains, or you can leave a comment on this show's show post over at blindbargains.com. Thank you so much to Hims for sponsoring this week's cast. Hims, where tradition meets innovation. Again, that BrailleSense Polaris, they're going to have them at the conventions, I'm sure, so you can come by and play with them. And they are ever so close to the release, and maybe they'll have announcements right here on this podcast very soon. We shall find out. Thank you so much to Patrick Perdue for making this sound great as well. Thanks, Joe, for everything you do as well. That's going to do it, folks. We will see you from the conventions in just a matter of days. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.